you're not going to do it today, are you?
I forgot.
You don't have to do it. Do you not want to? You don't have to do it. Don't do it.
All right. What day is it today, Bill?
That goes against the grain now.
Well, no, I'm just asking you. I'm trying to
break it. You're just curious what day it is?
Yeah.
It's Christmas Day, sir. Hi, everybody.
Again, you forgot I'm a woman. You've done this 2 days in a row.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bill. That's Wendy. This is us. It's our show. It's Bill and Wendy. We're glad that you're listening. Now, normally, Wendy and I just kind of talk at the beginning of the show, but if there's a major news story involving a kangaroo, we go to that instead. Ryan Burroughs in studio with us. Ryan, what the heck?
I'm so glad we built that kangaroo news desk.
Yes.
You know, that was crew when we were developing WGN radio.
Yes.
No, it was Orion who said
he
need that kangaroo desk.
We have to have a desk for special kangaroo stories. And he's right.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. I bet you guys wish you were kangaroos because then you'd always have a pocket to put your wallet in and your cell phone. They're marsupials.
Keys. Yeah. They never lose their stuff. They know where
nope.
it is.
I never didn't wish I was a kangaroo. So.
Right.
I've been wishing that for a long time.
All right. Now, kangaroos are indigenous, as you know, Ryan, because we've discussed this, Wendy and you and I.
Crikey.
We've talked about this so many times. In Australia, that's where you normally see your kangaroos. But today, there's a kangaroo story out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, Kenosha. The Kenosha County, I should say. It's Somers, Wisconsin. So just north of the border of us. And about 7:14 a.m., someone calls up the sheriff's department and says, hey. First of all, Aaron Rodgers okay? And
yeah.
then they say, I think I see a kangaroo.
And the police officer said, put the bottle down, please.
Exactly.
Put down the lineys.
You know, and the funny thing about it is, too, that I spoke with the sergeant, and he says, you know, you get a call like that, and you're like, okay, sure you did, buddy.
Sure.
You know, sure, a kangaroo. It was foggy, by the way. I don't know if you guys had any
yes.
fog by you, but it was foggy up in Kenosha.
It was like London town.
This person may have seen a dog or something like that. Let's send a couple deputies out. So
right.
they sent the deputies out, and sure enough, it was a kangaroo. They found it alongside of the road. Deputies are not trained in handling kangaroos. I don't know if you know that.
Not in Wisconsin.
No, not in Wisconsin. There's a lot that they do know, you know, drugs and, you know,
yeah.
bad guys and bank robberies and stuff like that. But kangaroos is not something they know very well. So while they were standing out there kind of trying to contain this guy, they realized, hey, the farm, it's called Jerry Smith's Farm. It's a pumpkin farm. They've got a country store as well. Pretty popular place.
Yeah.
You know, has these kind of animals. Maybe
like a petting zoo or something.
Yeah, maybe it came from Jerry Smith's farm. So sure enough, they called up. Are you guys missing anything? Oh, yeah. We seem to be down a kangaroo. And so
it could be a coincidence.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Yeah. And then,
we don't know for sure.
So an employee went out there and said, you know what? Darn it. That is ours. That's Joey, 5-year-old. We'll take care of it, officers.
How did Joey the kangaroo escape from Jerry Smith's farm? Do we know?
I love this joke.
Looks as though...
An inside job?
He kicked it open.
Yeah.
You know, kicked that door open.
First of all, Joey is the term for a baby kangaroo.
Yeah.
I worked at Brookfield Zoo, so now all of a sudden this is coming out. And there was a kangaroo at Brookfield Zoo that really damaged a keeper's downstairs area. The keeper was in the yard, and they can kick really hard.
Yeah.
There was some damage to... his package down there, the keeper. He was in really bad shape, but they can be very mean.
You know, the one thing that the sergeant told us that he learned today that he didn't know before was actually when you capture kangaroos, you're supposed to grab them by the tail, which is not one thing that I would think, but I guess you want to get behind them because all the damage they can do is in front of them with their punching and kicking. So
yeah.
I guess if you're behind them, you can kind of grab the tail and just kind of hug them out. And
wait, who said this? Because I don't know.
This was the sergeant.
This seems irresponsible.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you talk to a kangaroo expert, they would not suggest that.
To grab him by his tail?
Well, that's a pretty big-ass tail.
If he's angry, you don't want to go up in front of him unless you're ready to Mike Tyson with him, you know? So
but we here in the Midwest don't know the habits of a kangaroo. Like, you would want to calm him down, and I wouldn't have the first guess what to do. Now, there was a time, Ryan, you're too young to know this.
I assume a blooming onion, right? So
let's get out back.
A blooming onion.
Yes, without a doubt. A boomerang. Yes. All the stereotypical things.
Sure.
A digital. Do whatever you have.
Shrimp
that's
on the Barbie.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe an Olivia Newton-John DVD. Something to calm him down. All right. Now, there was a time, you're too young to know this, but here in Chicago or the area anyway, you would have gotten Russ Ewing to convince the kangaroo to give himself. himself up. But that, you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't.
Those days are over.
But the perpetrator has been taken back into custody and is safe, and no one was hurt.
So now I'm guessing with the, whatever kind of a pen he was in at Jerry Smith's pumpkin farm, they will reinforce that so that this doesn't happen.
Latch. Oh, there's the problem, the latch.
Right. Don't give him a key to get out. You got to convince him he's in there for keeps, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, this could have been such an ugly story.
Could have been. You don't want that. You don't want that kangaroo getting out on I-94.
No,
up at Mars Cheese Castle.
No.
You know, that would be a mess.
Although I think about the guy who first spotted him, and every once in a while, I'm sure you've experienced this, where you see something where you go, I'm mistaken. I'm not seeing what I think I see. That looks like a kangaroo, but this is Kenosha. There's not that many. So that must have been a very tough phone call
the
for that
the
man.
Old, what's the cartoon symbol where when someone's like,
wiping
their eyes to make sure that they see what it is they're seeing?
This can't be a kangaroo.
I'm on a website and it says, ever wonder how to catch a kangaroo?
Yes.
There's an Australian man who has a YouTube video and he claims that all it takes is a light touch and a canvas shopping bag.
Oh.
I think a light touch wins us all over, doesn't it?
It always does, Ryan. Yes, good point.
You are supposed to place the canvas shopping bag over the head of the kangaroo and the animal simply...
That won't work.
...falls.
That won't work. There's no way a kangaroo would let you do that.
What if the kangaroo was man-sized, or what if the kangaroo was in the process of bullying a group of emus?
Kangaroos.
You know how they get.
I know.
They don't explain it. Because that wouldn't work. I mean, I guess... If all of a sudden they couldn't see, would they just drop to the ground? It would work for me if you put a canvas bag over my head.
Right.
I'd just give up.
Right.
You got me.
You win. I'm not going to battle you. Forgive me for this, but I only know my kangaroos from cartoons.
Sure.
How big are they?
Well, this was a five-year-old, and just eyeballing the picture, which, by the way, if you haven't had a chance, WGN Radio's Facebook page, we put a picture up that the Sheriff's Department sent us.
Thank you for not superimposing a Packers jersey.
Yeah,
I was positive you would
have
done
that. David Jennings says he wanted to put a cheese head on top of it, maybe an Aaron Rodgers jersey. I don't know. But
they can get to be 6 feet tall.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not kidding you.
Are you serious? I would not have guessed that.
Well, and that remember, too, they stand up, but they kind of cock down, too, sometimes when they walk. But this one looked like it went up to the deputy's probably about neck. The head went up to about the deputy's
neck.
So 5 feet
tall or a little over 5 feet.
Yeah, 5 years old. I read that they can live 9 to 22 years old. So this was anywhere from a teenager to a kangaroo in the middle of a midlife crisis.
Would you put them in the almost the deer family?
They're marsupials. They're pouched mammals. A deer would be an ungulate, which is a hoofed animal.
Are there molds? Are there wax molds in the kangaroo?
I think there might be a red
Brookfield
kangaroo at the Moldorama.
Okay,
I love my Brookfield Zoo. I got to tell you.
You know a lot about them.
You'll never forget that smell of that melted.
I know. It's the best.
Animal.
Is it?
It is.
It's the best. The pouches are on just the females or males and females that have pouches?
Ooh, you might have stumped me there. I want to say both.
Yeah.
His name was Joey.
For some reason, I attribute them to female kangaroos just because.
They carry the baby in there?
Keep the baby in there.
It's their little papoose.
And guys are off watching sports all the time. You know how guys are, Wendy.
Can I just tell you, if you Google how to catch a kangaroo, first of all, the internet laughs at you. And then the related searches are kangaroo and man boxing, kangaroo with dog in a headlock.
All right, go back to the kangaroo and the man boxing, because... If I'm wrong on this, I apologize, but I seem to remember as a kid finding out that there was a time here in America where it was standard to have an event where a boxer, would box a kangaroo. Like, that wasn't out of the ordinary. Like, that never happens now. There'd be groups that would close that down in a minute unless you're Michael Vick, and then you go, what's wrong with that? But the thought of that would irritate people. But there was a time, like in the 40s, where they go, no, that's a boxing match. You got a man and a kangaroo punching each other.
Floyd Mayweather, he's, what, 45-0 right now? I think the first 20, actually.
Were kangaroo fights?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's true, but I'm looking at a picture of Joey right now. I see no pouch.
He does not have a pouch.
He does
so
not
that's
have
probably
a pouch.
Your
or maybe
your
he's
male.
Pouchless. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe that's one of the reasons he left.
That's so sad.
That would make sense. You could have worked at Brookfield Zoo with me if you knew that. The pouches don't always show, though. It's not. It doesn't look like a, you know, those patched sleeves on your blazer.
It's not apparent.
I don't know where else you'd be hiding it in here.
Yeah, it would be where your kangaroo pouch would be.
Yeah.
There's no surprise in there. No.
I believe I'm going to look it up because I got to trust the internet.
Ryan, can we do this every Thursday?
We don't have video, but I can do this with the picture.
Did you make it jump up and down?
Yeah. Yeah. Only females have them. You are right, Bill.
That's what I thought.
So I guess you don't want to be a kangaroo because you couldn't put your iPhone in.
No, I still do. I still do. There's no way I wouldn't be.
The people of Kenosha, by the way, good people, the deputies, the sheriff's deputies, they had themselves a morning this morning.
What a day this must have been for the good people of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Ryan. One that they will never forget.
Actually, to be honest with you, this is probably a heck of a lot more fun than, you know, opioid addictions and various other things they've got going on.
By far.
Although I still don't think you'd grab a kangaroo by the tail. I'm sorry.
That seems a little much. Because, you know, I can't think of an animal that would just allow that to happen without some fight back.
Well, you're supposed to, what, punch a shark in the nose?
Yes.
And when there's an alligator, supposed to stand right in front of it, right? Directly
yes.
in front of it, because it can't see you then?
Yes.
Which, by the way, I would never do. I'd run.
Really? Who would ever, like, try that plan out?
Well, it sees on the side of its head, so you're supposed to stand in the middle so it can't see you. Where'd you go?
But aren't most animals, the way their heads are structured, their eyes are on the side, so you would think that would work with nearly any animal, right?
No, dogs don't have it.
Dogs don't, but there's plenty of animals.
Deer don't.
No, deer do not.
Lions don't. You're thinking of cartoon animals again.
Ryan, I'll be honest. I'm thinking of cartoon animals.
Sure. How does the hammerhead shark even see?
Well, fish are ones that they all right. their eyes are on one side of their head and then the other side. They're not straight on like ours.
But every other animal, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess. How do they take their driver's tests, you know, where they have to look in that machine? That's why you never see any
one eye at
kangaroos
a time.
Driving anymore.
No, the kangaroos have it, like...
They're straight on.
Yeah, just fish. Fish can't drive.
Fish and, what else? Turtles, right? Aren't those on the sides?
Yeah, I guess.
And rabbits, to an extent. Like, that's the only animal I get to see close up, is my daughter's rabbit. So their heads are structured where the eyes are on each side.
Yeah, I guess they're not quite in the front.
No, they're more.
But here's
the
weird thing: they can turn their head.
Well, they can, but when you're like when I had to purchase sunglasses for my daughter's rabbit, it was very hard to fit them at Sunglass Hut because of the weird configuration of their heads. All right, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
This was fun
to be a part of. Yeah,
we hope we can make this a weekly segment.
Yeah,
Kangaroo News.
Well, after the week I had with the dog too. You know, it's
yeah. Did we talk about that on the air?
No, we never did.
Can we?
Yeah, sure.
I love
Ryan
dogs. Are you a dog lover? First of all,
I like dogs. Yeah, I had dogs growing up. I don't right now have a dog, but and I hate my cat.
Yeah.
So you know,
yeah.
Well, it's because we fight
he's
over.
He's not
my
listening,
wife's.
Or she.
We fight over my wife's love, so
yeah.
He usually wins.
Yeah, that happens. All right, Ryan will tell us the harrowing story of how he was almost mauled. Well, he was mauled by a dog. Somehow lived to tell the tale. That's coming up instead of the news or after
he's
the
not
news?
Doing our news.
We'll have Judy do the news.
Well, Judy do the news.
You can tell us now. Do we have time? Or
yeah. Do you tell a little bit of what happened.
I got bit by a dog.
Explain how this happened, though. You were out covering an event.
Yeah, I was actually at Concordia University. I'm putting together a piece, which will be airing in October on the 500th anniversary of the Reformation and Martin Luther. So stay tuned for that.
Good.
Got done with the interview, was walking out. My buddy who went to Concordia told me, oh, you got to go to this hot dog place that's nearby. So I thought, you know, there are a bunch of places on Harlem. This is in that Riverside area. There are a bunch of places on Harlem. I wonder if that's where it is. So I walked over. I looked around.
River Forest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And looked over. Didn't see it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back to the car and, you know, I'll just drive around and find it that way. As I walk back, I'm walking down the sidewalk and there's a man walking his dog off to the side. The dog's kind of sniffing a fence. And as I walk up, the dog's head perks up, turns around and runs right at my legs. As usually when a dog runs up to me, it kind of, you know, bowed down a little bit to see, you know, friend or foe. And it just boom, bit
clenched on you.
It
on
did.
Your leg.
It ripped my pants, probably about 8-inch rip from my knee down to my ankle. And
made contact with your knee?
Yeah. Well, made contact with my skin. You can see. I don't know.
Oh, there's big bite marks.
Did you get a rabies shot?
I did not get a rabies shot.
Did you?
All I'm hearing from people is you should have done this, you should have done that. I got to tell you, when this happened, I was so shocked. Like, I wasn't in pain. I was just
right,
like...
Right, it just happens out of nowhere.
And even the owner looked at me like, what the heck just happened
here?
He
rarely attacks
people. Does your dog bite? It's not my dog.
That is not my boob.
and he's like, did he get you? I said, well, yeah.
Did he get you? The dog was crunched on your...
I don't think he knew. No, he was. I mean, he went and just...
nipped
and pulled, and then it kind of tore. And you know,
what were you wearing that made him so aggressive?
I don't know. I don't know if I had some kind of smell on me.
You were going to go get a hot dog.
Well, I was going to get a hot dog. Yeah.
Well, he didn't want you to.
And
so, you know, this whole thing of, I should have asked him this, I should have asked him these questions. I just want to get the heck out of
right,
there. You
of
know,
course.
I was embarrassed. I felt like the guy from Ferris Bueller's, the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, walking down the street with my pants ripped, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
there was no prior friction between you and this particular dog.
Not that I know of, not in this life.
Why didn't the owner, like when I walk Tiki on a leash, when somebody walks up, I kind of pull his leash a little tighter so he can't go.
I think both the dog and the owner were spooked by me walking up behind them. I don't think they heard me.
Right.
And then when the dog all of a sudden saw me, it was like
he thought
attack
you were a
mode,
threat.
Probably, yeah.
I don't mean to scare you. But dogs' mouths, they say, are cleaner than humans,
no,
which is not true.
Not true.
Jim was talking with his hands, and he put his hand down, and it got caught on Tiki's tooth, cut him really badly. It looked really gross, so he went to the doctor just to check it out, and they said that he had to get rabies shots.
We'll cross that bridge soon.
You're not foaming at the mouth, though.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Not more than usual.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, there's some good news finally. Judy, you think a little bit more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're waiting for his leg to fall off.
Yeah. Right.
Well, keep an eye on that. I hate to be, you know, a mom.
Yeah.
But keep an eye on it. If it's getting like.
You put
hot
Pactine
to
on
touch.
It.
Well, and everyone's like, oh, you should have asked the guy to buy you a new pair of pants, and you should have asked this.
Nah.
I just wanted to get the heck out of there. I really wanted that hot dog.
Right.
Did you get the hot dog?
I did get a hot dog.
You did end up
I don't know if
hot
it
dog?
Was the place, but I did.
No,
yeah.
That's some good news.
With my pants ripped.
Yeah.
And then I told them the story.
All right.
Then and then when I left, I said, thank you very much, Ryan Burrow, WGN News.
Oh.
If you would like Ryan to come out to your house and tell the story, perhaps your wife wants to get a dog and you don't want one,
yeah,
Ryan.
That'd be a great
that's a
tale.
Side business.
All I'll charge you is hot dogs.
Thank you, Ryan. It's Ryan Burrow, everybody, with Kangaroo News. We do this every Thursday. We'll take a quick break, then we'll find out what Judy has in her news next. Is Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I would like to clarify something, Bill Leff.
Something that I said incorrectly or something
news.
You said incorrectly?
No.
What happened?
Certainly not. And I want to commend you, you know, me, a former employee of Brookfield Zoo, and knowing the speech that, you know, a kangaroo is a marsupial or a pouched mammal and a deer is an ungulate or a hoofed animal.
Yes.
You posed the question, I think only females have the pouches.
That's what I've always believed.
And I didn't know that to be true, and I looked it up, and you were right. So
yeah.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
But I do want to tell you, in most marsupials,
yes,
only the females have the pouch. However, males of the water opossum and the now extinct Tasmanian tiger also have a pouch.
Right.
The males of both of those species use their pouch to keep their genitalia from getting entangled in vegetation.
Which is the reason I also have
a
pouch.
Wow. That's why you should get a fanny pack.
I got one for that reason. I got one a couple of years ago for
I
that
just
very
found
reason.
That to be very amusing, so I wanted to share with you.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
All right.
I got mine at Hammacher Schlemmer.
Nice Schlemmer.
Thank you. Thank you. He was my favorite guy on Friends, by the way. Hey,
Swimmer.
Guess what?
What?
They have retired a Crayola crayon color.
They do this every year, right?
I don't think they do it every year.
I feel like they just did
Monopoly pieces.
No, they just
no,
did
we've
a
talked
color
about
recently.
It.
Did
like,
they do Crayola?
This year.
Because we
did
said they should retire white, because honestly, it's useless.
The worst crayon.
Except for writing on your Easter eggs when you dip them in the color.
But get a just buy a separate crayon for that. Don't waste one of the 64 slots with a white crayon. It's ridiculous.
Do they still have burnt sienna?
Yes.
Okay.
It's next to raw umber, I believe.
I think you're right.
Right?
That's the Browns.
Yeah, in the Browns section.
Yeah, I'm hearing this.
Really?
Do you remember,
white noise.
Like
I
when
loved
you were
mine.
A kid.
I did red, blue, orange.
Did yellow. You only have the
didn't
eight
have
pack
a lot of money in your family
pack?
Or what?
We only had the basic colors.
Oh,
I had
72.
To mix them if I wanted. More.
I think the largest pack I had was a 64, but I remember there was a 72.
It looked like a game board
my kids
box.
Had like 1,000.
1,000 crayon colors?
Really, the boxes are incredible what they come up with nowadays. Oh, yeah.
I love crayons.
I still color. Do you color?
Adult color?
Yeah,
it's
I love
so
it.
Relaxing.
It really is.
It's so relaxing.
It's a little bit, I almost like the... The little kid coloring books, though, because
not
the adult
as intricate.
Ones, yeah, they're so it's like ridiculous. I get a little bit you know, anxiety ridden. So I
colored pencils work better for the adult ones.
Yeah, I just
do
buy
they.
Them.
Yeah,
I buy regular coloring books.
Yeah,
I love them.
Isn't that a good time? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be, but it is. I'm the same way with Legos. I've been building stuff out of Legos the last couple of years. And I love every minute of it.
Interesting.
I don't know what it is.
I gave all our Legos away. I shouldn't have done that.
Jude, so the last time we talked about crayons, I mentioned the fact that the beauty of buying either the 64 or the 72, I know you only had the 9, and I apologize for that.
I had the 4.
I think it was the 5. It was 5, Wendy.
Oh, sorry.
When you would open it up, it would look like the bleacher section of a baseball game.
I know, right?
And you had them all sitting in rows, like
diversity,
all the yellow.
Diversity, Bill.
I like the diversity.
And they were all even.
They were all even. But there was the rich, I always called it the rich section, and that's your copper, your silver, and your gold. It's like, we're too good to sit with the oranges or the yellows. We'll just sit over here on our own. But boy, I miss that. There was something about it. It was the smell. It was the uniformity
the
of
smell.
The colors.
Yeah.
I know, newness
of it.
Yeah. I know you didn't like going back to school and you dreaded it, but yeah. One of the highlights of my life, elementary school, I'd have to say, was going to get your school supplies.
Sure.
And just to lay it all out on the table and look at it and smell the crayons and look at your Ticonderoga pencils.
Nice.
The pink pearl eraser.
Yeah.
Oh, time was good.
Had a pencil sharpener.
Again, I have no recollection of school supplies.
No.
Which leads me to believe that maybe I didn't get any.
I guess not.
Dude, maybe we didn't need any. I don't know.
No,
I
had to. The school mandated that you bring in school supplies on the first day. A cigar box, right? Didn't you have that?
Have a pencil. Now, okay, now it is coming back to me. A pencil or a pouch.
But are you a marsupial?
I had a pouch.
Do you need your genitalia?
Wading through the vegetation to get to school was quite difficult.
Yeah. It was. Did you have a legitimate cigar box? Because no one in my family smoked cigars.
It wasn't like a Tipperillo, but they called them cigar boxes. But it always had like mine. I remember one year had the planets on it.
Whoa.
Another year it had. Like an array of maps, maybe, that kind of stuff.
Something educational,
but it was shaped like a real cigar box.
Yeah, I loved it.
It didn't have the girl with the frilly skirt on it.
Right, Edie Adams. Yeah,
of course he knows.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
That was exciting to load up your cigar box. I mean, really, getting back to school was highly exciting for me.
No, I get it. I understand.
For like a day.
Well, guess what color has been shown the door.
Seafoam green?
No.
Orange. You know what? Can I just say? They have orange, yellow, and yellow, orange.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. They do that with blue, green, and green, blue, too.
And yellow, green, and green, yellow.
Yeah. Be more a little more original. No more dandelion. Dandelion has seen its last day as a Crayola crayon.
I thought this happened last year.
I did, too. I think it's an old
story,
though.
What is today's date?
This is dated.
I was going to say yellow. It was yellow last
This is dated 4 hours ago.
Yeah, but I think we discussed this.
Here's what it is. It's a sequel to them. They announced which color would be retired.
Here's an idea.
But now they have the replacement. They're now telling us today what the new color is.
Well, why did they retire it if they're going to put a color that's similar to it?
No, the new color is nothing like it. What they said several months ago was, dandelion is going away, and when we decide what the new color is, then we'll call you. And today they called.
And you took their call?
I accepted the charges.
Good.
The new color, Wendy, you'll be happy to learn, is a shade of blue called Blutiful.
Oh, my God. I want to break it in half if I have it.
Here's what they did.
I'm going to chew it. I'm going to chew right out.
You're going to chew the Blutiful? Yep. Here's what they did. They showed people the color, and it's kind of a glossy blue. It's kind of a... I'm trying to think of how...
Aquamarine-y?
No, it's slightly darker than that. It's, kind of, but not really. It's slightly darker, but it's got a little more shimmer to it. It's like a silvery blue, you know?
Now, Cubby Blue would have been a great name.
Locally.
Yeah, and I wouldn't buy the box.
I think across the country.
I would not buy that box if it said Cubby Blue in there.
See, that's what it would do. It would keep people like Wendy from...
Really? You wouldn't buy it?
I don't wear anything royal blue. No kid is allowed to wear anything royal blue in our family.
Well, that's
no royal blue.
Come on. You're a little bit...
That seems a little much, doesn't it?
Crazy.
I am not blutiful.
I like the socks.
Good for you.
But would you go out of your way to buy a crayon box?
No, but I wouldn't go out of my way not to buy it because there was a socks, you know, black in there. I mean, come on.
Right.
Come on, Wendy.
Come on, Wendy.
I don't like royal blue.
They showed people the color, the silvery blue color, the shimmery silvery blue color, and they narrowed it down to 5 names. And here are the 5 names. Now, again, the winner was Blutiful, but these were your other options. Dreams Come Blue.
Stupid.
It's all the same shade of blue, but you pick the name.
Stupid.
Star Spangled Blue.
That's a stretch.
Blue Moon Bliss.
Dumb.
It sounds like an ice cream flavor.
It does. They all
going with beer first. Blue Moon. Oh, bliss, yeah.
Blutiful, which ended up being the winner. And then the other one was Reach for the Stars, which I believe was Casey Kasem's last request before he passed away, was that they name it that.
My stars.
Reach for my stars,
which
Wendy.
I always look up and they're pretty much white, but
yeah, the stars aren't blue. That's
How about Reach for the Sky?
Yeah, that's better. That's
sky blue? Do they have sky blue?
There already is.
Yeah, there
blue.
Is one.
That's right. A good color.
I enjoy that color.
Love
as
that
well.
Color. Very, very pretty. Soothing. Very soothing.
It is. Wow. It's not covered.
Yeah, midnight blue is the most soothing of all colors, isn't it? Don't you, when you see midnight blue, don't you just kind of sigh and go, no, that's a color?
I got to be honest with you. I like sky blue better.
Sky blue is more fun. It's more active. Midnight blue just says that. No, you are. But midnight blue says the day is done.
Almost napping.
Color for a minute and then go to sleep. Take a quick
do you color in bed?
60 minute.
Do you have your coloring book right there on your nightstand?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I do mine at the dining room table.
But, you know, it's one of those things, and I will equate it with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and Cheerios that you had as a kid and you thought, this is fun, but I'm a kid. So at some point I'll have to grow up and I won't have this anymore. But then when you have kids of your own, like Reese and Kylie would have coloring books and I'd lay on the floor and I'd color with them. And long after they were done, I'd still be on the floor coloring.
Yeah.
I go, this is too much fun to stop.
I know.
My sister saves all the games we had as kids. She has it in a game closet. We had a game closet in our house. A lot of families did because you had, you know, the game of life, Monopoly. Mm-hmm. And honest to God, when I go there, I would like to go through all the stuff. The game of perfection. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You'd have to match the various shapes before the board would pop up and mess up what you've already accomplished.
Did you have perfection or did you have superfection?
I had perfection.
Just regular perfection? Judy probably had superfection to make up for her deficit in crayons.
It's just fitting little, it's like little
sounds
shapes.
Sounds like Operation.
No, it's completely different.
No. You have a shape, like you have a square, you have a triangle, you have an octagon.
A rhombus.
A rhombus.
A plus sign.
A plus sign. A half moon.
A flower.
A flower. There's 30 of them. And then you put them all in the board and then you switch the timer and you have to match them up. And if you don't, like Wendy said, they pop up. Then you got a mess to clean.
So you want to
there's some incentive.
You want to get them all in their various appropriate slots and then turn the, you know,
so
you hit
fun.
A button and it stops. It really was
fun.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
And Booby Trap. Do you remember that game?
Sure.
To this day, my sister will bring over Booby Trap to two teenage boys who pretty much live at Everything Video.
Yeah.
And they want to play for hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember Booby Trap?
No.
That's a great game.
Did you have a game in or crayons in your family?
Not only that, I have a game closet right now.
What's in it?
Not beer games. Yeah, beer games, bong games, Twister. No, they're all different kinds, but a lot of like, you know, mind games.
You do a lot of mind games.
Hey, the mind games, I can't think of one. What
Trivial
one
Pursuit.
Called. Trivial Pursuit. And,
yeah.
But we just, every Christmas, we get new games.
Yeah.
But these are like the old tried and true.
Right.
And Booby Trap, and Bill, you can correct me if I'm not explaining it right. You would, it was a wooden board, and you would pull back a spring-loaded thing.
Right.
And there would be various little pieces holding the spring from snapping.
Three sizes and three colors.
Yes.
Right.
And you would take turns grabbing
red, blue, and yellow.
Various pieces. And then, of course, the last person who was stuck to grab the piece,
oh,
it would slam. And then it's like it couldn't move a half inch or something.
Yeah. There was a gauge on the side of Booby Trap that with lines on it, and it couldn't go a certain distance or you would lose that round.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just so basic and kind of simple.
So much fun.
And my sister brought it over, I think, last Thanksgiving or something, and the boys could not stop playing it. And it was kind of fun because it brought me back to my childhood pre-video games. We couldn't afford Pong.
Did
I know you guys
did.
Do
they not make Booby Trap anymore? They have to still make it.
You know who should, I've never seen that
You know who should be the
one.
Spokesperson? Sofia Vergara. Wouldn't that be cool?
For you.
Sales would go through the roof.
I don't know.
It's not all that would go through the roof.
Booby Trap.
They must still make it.
I doubt it because it you could smash
them,
your finger in it.
Oh, it's kind of dangerous.
Dangerous.
I mean,
guess so.
God forbid, on all these games they have to put, you know, pieces.
Safety warnings.
Yeah, the pieces are not meant to be ingested. Duh.
What was the one game as a kid or toy that you wanted so badly and for one reason or another you just never got? Did you? Was there one that you just go, how come everyone can have this but me?
A game or a toy?
A game or a toy.
Yeah,
was
I always wanted those, the thing you jump on, the pongo stick. What is it called?
Pogo stick.
Pogo stick.
I had a hoppity
Domity
hop.
Pongo
Not the Domity Pongo stick, but the pogo, yeah.
Did you have a hoppity hop?
Yeah, that was the inflatable ball with the handle and you could jump around with
it. Was yours red? Or blue.
Mine was
blue.
Do you remember clackers?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are dangerous.
Talking about dangerous? Are you kidding me? I'm sure
they're off the market now.
Oh gosh.
You can't have clackers anymore.
They didn't even last long when I was younger.
Just two giant marbles with a string attached. God, whoever invented that.
So you'd make it go up and down and they would clack on top, then on bottom, then on top, then on bottom.
And then they would clack people's heads.
Come loose of the rope and hit a kid in the eye.
It never happened to me.
It always happened at our school. To a kid named Dan. It was always like that. I don't know why it never affected any other kids, but Dan always got it in the eye.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't know why. So the one I wanted so badly as a kid, so badly, because I'd see the commercials for this on Saturdays, and I go, I want this so bad, and I never got it, was Silly Sand.
I had that.
You had Silly Sand?
Is that where you make stuff with the sand?
It was different colored sand, and like in the commercial, the kids were building castles and dragons and cars.
My
and
kids
stuff.
Had that. That was a big sand was very big with.
We weren't
kids.
Allowed to have it because my parents said, "If this gets into the carpet, you'll ruin the carpet." And I didn't believe it. And then we went to somebody's house, one of our friends' house, and it did. It ruined their carpet.
You need to explain that back then, when silly sand was popular, you had like 4-inch shag carpeting.
Right. Yeah. So
how did it ruin it? It's just sand.
Because
vacuum
it would
it up.
Harden. No.
Oh, it would harden.
It would harden, and then you couldn't get it out of the carpet. And we went to our friend's house, and they had spots on their carpet because their kid had silly sand. So
I loved it. And, you know, you can kind of recreate it if you're ever at the beach. You can go get some sand. You know how the beach goes right down into the water. If you grab some wet sand that's in the very shallow part of the water,
consistency.
It just would drip, 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 and and it would almost harden immediately, and you would just get these beautiful castles in various colors.
Yeah.
I had silly sand and you didn't. Huh.
That's so unfair. It reminds me very much of Sea Monkeys in that if you were a vulnerable kid in the 60s or 70s and you saw this, you go, I can create anything with this. I don't even need other toys. If I have silly sand, that's all I'll ever need. Or Sea Monkeys. Because remember in
the Sea Monkeys
in the ads, they all had crowns and they were sitting on thrones and there was a castle in the background.
It was always a black and white ad too in the paper.
Yep.
And you know what it was for real, right? It was shrimp brine. It was
brine shrimp.
Brine shrimp.
You're mixing them
it
up.
It was just shrimp that were frozen. And they can reanimate. Like, shrimp are one of the only things that you freeze them and then bring them back to life. Yeah.
So that's all it was. You kind of just ruined it for me there.
Oh, sorry.
I thought they were monkeys.
Oh, and they never wore crowns.
I don't know what they were.
Monkeys. They should have. That's not
fair. Well, you know what? We were a household that we played with something once, and then it either got broken or destroyed, and then we never had it again. I know. It was ridiculous.
Why was that?
I don't know. It was just my sister, my brother, and I.
Just
but
the
we
way
were
they were.
Kind of destructive, yeah.
Booby Trap, by the way, is available as a classic flashback game. It says the classic smash hit is back. You can get it at Bed Bath & Beyond for $15.99.
All right, here's the problem with that. Even though it's well-intentioned, a lot of times when they bring those classic games back, I will use Rock'em Sock'em Robots as a fine example.
Yep.
There's a certain size and texture to Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and you don't mess with that because it's perfect. And then when they bring it back, it's like half the size, and it's cheap plastic.
It's cheap. Yeah, everything's cheap.
This claims it's original wood, though, the booby trap at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I've never seen that game.
Oh,
Jude. That's really
When's your birthday? I'm going to get a few for
your birthday.
In
a few weeks.
You already know what you're getting from me. Do you remember the game Rebound, where you would take... This was a constant toy back when we were kids, but I don't know if anyone uses it anymore. It was a colored plastic disc, and then in the disc there was a giant silver ball, almost like a ball bearing. And a lot of games use this. It was almost like if you ever had Bobby Hull hockey, the puck was also like this. You know? All right, so you got a plastic piece and then a silver ball in the middle, and it makes the plastic piece roll around.
Like slide more than roll around.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with Rebound, it was like shaped like the letter U. It was a long alley that was shaped like the letter U. So on one side, you'd throw these pucks, and it would bounce off of one rubber band, then the other, and then you'd score points.
Oh,
and try
I
to knock the
that.
Other ones off. All right, when I was a kid, I could play with that for an hour and a half every day, no problem. then when we got it from my nephews years later, they still made it, but the plastic was so cheap that it would bend in all the different ways. So when you'd roll your puck, it would just go off the board all the time.
Oh.
Why even make it if you're not going to make it good anymore?
My brother and sister are 2 years apart, but they're 7 and 9 years older than me. So I was left to my own devices. And my favorite game in the whole wide world, which I played by myself with a lot, Battling Tops. Do you remember that?
Sure, I love Battling Tops.
You would pull the little strip, and these things would just go in like
a
little arena.
Half.
Oh, my God.
Little orange arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there was a bigger version or something similar to Battling Tops called Whizzers.
I had those as well.
And if you put them in your cousin's hair, you would get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I accidentally
oh my goodness.
Put it up by my hair and it got
caught.
No, you
don't want to do that.
But those you could put on a string or something.
Yeah. And they had crazy names, like very death-defying names.
You know what?
Names.
I played with friends a lot when I was little.
Friends? Jude.
I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys played so many games.
But you could play them with friends.
I mean, like, my favorite game growing up was Aggravation.
Yeah.
Loved that.
That's so
fun.
That's like all I ever played. You know what I mean? And that was such a basic marble game.
Right.
But yeah.
That's a fun game.
Would you bring it in tomorrow? Do you still have it?
I might still have that one.
Now, most versions, because there was Aggravation, and that one used 8 different colors, right? Because most of them were only 4. Like, right?
I thought it was only 4.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because you'd have to get to that finish line, and there were only 4 marbles there.
Because the basic principle of most games at that time was you and your opponents are trying to race around a board, and you can jump each other and send them back.
Mm-hmm.
There
were
1,000 games like that. But one of them, and I thought it was Aggravation, gave you 8 different color options as opposed to the standard 4. I thought it was Aggravation. Maybe not.
Maybe the newer one. I hope I have it in my closet.
Bring it in, please.
Did you play by yourself ever?
No.
Where you'd just be 2 different colors and then you'd sit to a different side of the table.
Again,
I had to play by myself a lot. Well, I did too, but in a game that to this day, I'm telling you, I could sit and play for hours, Yahtzee. I love Yahtzee.
Again, never played Yahtzee.
And remember the jump up version
of Yahtzee?
I don't
know that I've ever played Yahtzee in my life.
No.
Kismet.
I never played
that. That was like the one step up version. It had more options than Yahtzee.
That'd be too many.
It's too many options.
I can only go full house.
No, this one had, I can't remember what the options were, but it was a much more complex version.
Oh,
but it was still Yahtzee-based.
And see, we played cards a lot, too.
Yeah.
That was a big thing.
We didn't play cards at all, and I wish we would have.
And spoons. Did you ever play spoons?
Ah, that was fun.
Yeah,
we played a lot of card games. And now my kids, because they have like 29 cousins on one side, and they vacation together every year.
Oh,
they make up games. They have all these card games. Well, now they're becoming drinking games, yes. But even just games, they'll play till 5 in the morning. Cards and just, it's ridiculous.
And they make them all up?
A lot of them they make up, yeah.
Emmett Smells is one of them.
Emmett Smells? I don't even know what that means. Nobody wants to know.
My sister-in-law lives in Peoria with my brother, her husband. And every once a year, she has Scrabble Fest, and she invites her friends that she's been friends with since high school.
Game. I would love
and
that.
And they, you know, have hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, and they the whole weekend of playing Scrabble.
Yeah, okay. I play Bunko every month, so.
You have to teach me how to play.
It's a dice game. It is fun.
It's a lost art, though. No one's playing Bunko anymore. There was a time where everybody played Bunko.
Yeah, really? I know. And I thought to myself, I will never become that person who plays
Bunko. And now?
Who moves to the suburbs and plays. Absolutely.
Yeah, you play
really?
Money.
We are ruthless and drunk.
Can you get me in on this?
Yeah, sure. When I just had it. Wish I would have invited you.
Next time.
Next time.
All right.
So it's once a year I have to host.
Yeah, at least.
But it's all about eating and drinking and visiting, and then we play the game.
Do you really play? Because I hate like book clubs where nobody reads the book.
You're supposed to play 4 rounds, which is long. So a lot of times we only play 2. At my house a couple weeks ago, we played, I think, 3 rounds. Because it was going so quick, people were getting Bunko. So.
Yeah, that happens. All right, Judy, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you were here.
Can I mention, tonight I'm going to my son's. He was a semifinalist in the Elgin Fringe Fest.
Yeah.
His animated film. Yeah. So tonight we're going, and it's audience participation.
Oh, I hope everybody loves it.
I hope he wins. I already have a strategy to cheat and get it to win.
Well, what are the deets
so people can go check it out?
Yeah, it's at the Blue Box Cafe in Elgin at 7:30 tonight, and it's the Elgin Fringe Fest, which I think is going on for like a couple of weeks, and then the finals will be on the 23rd.
Good luck to him. He's a semifinalist, and
yes.
It's a great movie.
His film is called To Evil.
I loved it. He did a great job with
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Judy, thanks for being in here. We'll take a quick break and then close it up. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
A quick little announcement before we get out of here. LT High School, LTHS, in a soft lockdown right now, experiencing an emergency situation within the Western Springs countryside area. Both LTHS campuses are in a soft lockdown. All students are safe in their classrooms. Further information as it's updated. So scary if your kids go to LT, which mine do.
All right, that's it for today's show. Thanks everybody for listening. Tomorrow, the Friday version of our show, normally among the best five of the week for us. So we're hoping to keep that streak alive.
All right, let's do it.
We'll see if that happens. Thanks, Joe, for filling in for Kevin, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.